Welcome to Torah Timecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malko Winter, and this week, Parshas Ha'azinu, we read the Haftorah from Sefer Shmuel Beis, chapter 22, verses 1 to 51. The Mechilta on Shemos 15:1 tells us that there are 10 songs in Tanakh. The first was sung in Egypt, the second at the splitting of the sea, the third about the Be'er, the well of Miriam, the fourth is our Parsha, Ha'azinu, the fifth is the song of Yehoshua, the sixth is the song of Devorah, the seventh is Shiras David, the eighth is the song of Shlomo, the ninth is the song of Yehoshaphat, and the tenth will be sung in the time of Mashiach. The Baal HaTorim gives a slightly different list, but in both, we have the song of our Parsha, Ha'azinu, and the song of our Haftorah, the song of David, Shiras David. Now the song of David? We know that David wrote 150 songs, the entire Sefer Tehillim. And in fact, our poem in Shmuel Beis 22 is repeated in Sefer Tehillim with some differences. So why? And what about the differences between the two versions? Our commentaries talk about this song and explain that this song comes at the end of David's life, when his story has been lived, when all the pieces have finally come together. It's at that point, with hindsight, that David HaMelech can finally and truly sing. But there is another layer, as that Barbanel teaches. He says that David HaMelech did not actually write this song only at the end of his life. Rather, he wrote it during the struggle itself, in the midst of challenge, with faith that he would be saved. Each time he was rescued, he would take out this song and sing it anew. And then, at the end of his life, David rewrote it in Sefer Tehillim, understanding its potency, its ability to encourage others who face trials like his own. And the small variances between the versions, they are clarifications, adjustments made so that a personal song becomes a universal one, a song for all who struggle. Like in verse 5, Ki afafuni mishperei maves, Nachale bli'al yiva'asuni. Death's destruction surrounded me. The deluge of wicked soldiers alarmed me. Mishperei maves, crashing waves. Chevle sha'ol sabuni, kidmuni mokshe maves. Groups of evil men surrounded me. Death traps were before me. Anytime we stop and really contemplate David HaMelech's life, it can feel so overwhelming, even to think about. Is there any challenge, any difficulty, any pain that David did not face? So what is a song? A song is what happens when many disparate notes come together in harmony. The highs and the lows, the melody and the harmony, the chords and the solos. They're not just acceptable, they become necessary. They're part of one greater whole. And here's a critical point. In David's song, he does not ignore the pain, the dark times, the struggles. These are not mistakes to erase, not chords to skip. They are important notes, essential chords that give the song depth, resonance, and meaning. Just as in music, the minor chords, the low notes, tension, and they are as crucial as the happy ones. They make the melody real, full, and moving. And this is not only true for David's life, also for Ha'azinu. Our Kriya Satorah, Ha'azinu, is not always a happy song. It speaks of the Jewish people's failures, of our struggles, our punishments, and exile. And yet, it is a song, even the hard notes, even the dissonant moments, have their place in the eternal melody of our people. One of the most repeated words in Tehillim is the word Lamnatzeach. On the surface, it means for the conductor, because these psalms were meant to be sung in the Beis HaMikdash, conducted and performed. But there's another layer, Lamnatzeach, to the ultimate conductor, Hashem himself, the one who was orchestrating the entire symphony of our lives. And that is the beauty of this song. At this point, David is able to see his life not as disconnected events, not as chaos, but as a beautiful symphony orchestrated by Hashem. His job was simply to play his notes as sweetly, as faithfully as he could, including the painful ones. And then comes a fascinating section where David describes Hashem's great might and salvation. But the Mefarshim note that these verses are not about David's personal miracles. They are describing Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, and Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. Why? Because David is teaching us something profound. And it is, where can we draw strength from? David HaMelech draws strength not only from his own experiences, not only from his personal miracles, but from the miracles of Jewish history. The stories of the Torah give him courage and perspective just as much as the events of his own life. And here is where the connection to Ha'azinu becomes so powerful. About the song of Ha'azinu, Moshe tells the Jewish people, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, write this song for yourselves. The Torah is a song, a story, a melody of our history. David understood that the song of his own life is not separate from the song of the Jewish people. Each individual life is a single voice in the larger harmony of our people's story. It is when we see the Jewish story as an eternal song that we can also understand our own place in it. Each of us has our own unique role, our notes to play, our experiences, challenges, and triumphs. And just as David drew strength from the collective story of Israel, we too can draw fortitude and inspiration from the whole song of our people. Even the difficult moments, the struggles, the failures, they are essential chords in the eternal melody. Our lives, like David's, are part of a larger divine symphony. So as we read Ha'azinu and Shiras David, we are invited to see our lives not just as a series of events, but as notes in a grand eternal melody. Some notes are high, some low, some are triumphant, some painful, some reflect joy, some struggle, and yet all of it is music. When we see recurring themes, when we see the lessons and guidance woven into our history, we can play our own part with courage, with faith, and with joy. Each of us has our own unique part to play. Each of us contributes our own voice, our own story, to the harmony of the Jewish people's song. And when we step back, we can hear the pattern, the guidance, the presence of Hashem, the ultimate conductor weaving it all together. And so, as the final notes of last year's song, Tufshin Pei Hei, come to a close, we pause to reflect, especially after years that have brought such difficulty and heartbreak. And now, as we enter a new year, we wonder what the song of this year will bring. Each of us has our own notes to play, and while we cannot always predict the melody, we can choose to play with courage, with faith, and with hope. We can find the song of David and find in the song of David our own song. May this year's song, with all its highs and lows, its challenges and triumphs, bring us closer to Hashem, strengthen our hearts, and remind us that even in the darkest moments, we are part of a greater eternal harmony. Thank you for learning together.